Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 137 today, verses 7 through 9. Psalm 137, verses 7 through 9. It says, "Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, 'Lay it bare, down to its foundations.' O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall be he who repays you what you have done to with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock." Let me read these verses to you again. I want you to listen closely because there's something very interesting going on here. As you're going to see, God is using Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar as his instruments to discipline and to judge Israel for their disobedience. But he's also going to, in the end, judge and discipline them for what they did to Israel. Let me read it to you again. "Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, 'Lay it bare, down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall be he who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall be he who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock.'" Like I said, in setting up this scripture for today, God very clearly said that he is using and would use the nation of Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar as his servant to bring discipline on the nation of Israel. Listen to Jeremiah 27, verses 6 through 8. He says, "Now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I have given him also the beasts of the fields to serve them. All the nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson until the time of his own land comes. Then many nations and great kings shall make him their slave." So God says, I'm going to use Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to be my servant, the king of Babylon, to bring judgment and consequences and discipline to the nation of Israel because of their sins. But in time, they're going to get theirs. Listen to Jeremiah 25, verses 8 through 14. Jeremiah 25, verses 8 through 14 says this, "Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I'll send for all the tribes of the north, declares the Lord, and for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I'll bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all these surrounding nations. I'll devote them to destruction and make them a horror, a hissing, and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will banish from them the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the grinding of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land shall become a ruin and a waste. These nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then after 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, declares the Lord, making the land an everlasting waste." Isn't that interesting? God here says, I'm then going to bring judgment on them after I use them to bring discipline and judgment on Israel. I'm going to make a statement to you today, and I want you to hear it. God uses evil people for his purposes, but they are still accountable for their deeds. God knows how people are going to be and how they're going to act, and he lets them do what he knows they're going to do when it fits his purposes. But he also will not hold them unaccountable. They're not guiltless for what they've done. Wickedness is going to come in this world, folks, but don't let it be through you. Jesus said the same thing about Judas. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 through 25, "When it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' He answered, 'He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.'" Of course, Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" And he said to him, "You have said so." So hear what Jesus said. He said, what the scripture says is going to happen is going to happen. But woe to the one through whom it happens. God will allow wicked people to do their wicked things for his seasons and his purposes. But the wicked people that are used of God to accomplish God's purposes at the same time are not innocent before God for what they've done. And he will bring judgment upon them. And so today's challenge is this. There's wickedness in the world. And there is going to be things that the Bible says are going to happen that are going to be even more horrific in the days to come. Don't let it come through you, because a serious judgment is coming on all those people and all those nations that God uses. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.